votes on, and it's good to get us back on the IRG and trust it. And we come this way to try to help you and encourage your hearts. And I thank them on the way over here after being in church this morning. I don't know whether to just sit in and start shouting or just to preach. It's a wonderful message this morning. And I mean some good old-time preaching, not some of this modern suit saying stuff. It's the Word of God preached and some good reproving, good rebuking, and good exhorting. So, amen, that's what we need in the day that we're in today. But we'd like to say we're blessed to be here today. This is a beautiful day. Maybe rain outside, the wind blowing, and everything, but it is a beautiful day. If you got your Bibles today and turn along with us, and we're going to be reading in about three different places. I told my wife it's probably going to be a city title today that we're going to preach on or start on. We're not going to get to preach today. We know that. I want to preach on about a 20-point message. 20-point. And a lot of people said I got a three-point message. I got a 20-point message that I would like to start on today. But I have something here that we got when we was up in McDonough, Tennessee back in July of last year, July 21st, 2010. We went up there to a little camp meeting, and this was on a Friday morning. We left on the maroon. We left a table there in Holiday Inn and left my Bible. Two or three Bibles from studying and concordance and stuff. Had them spread out there on the table when we left and went to church that morning. And when we come back, the house cleaner had come through and cleaned. And as she left me a little note that it just blessed my heart real good. And I just tore it out and stuck it in my Bible and had it ever since. Matter of fact, I went down the hall and hunted her up and talked to her a while about the goodness of God. And here's what she wrote. She says, "Hi, your housekeeper today has been Jessica. I hope you are enjoying your stay. Please let us know if you need anything while you are here. Have a wonderful day. My favorite is Romans 10 and 13 since I was 10. In other words, her favorite scripture. She had wrote that and tore it out and laid it in my Bible. Amen. So these God's people is scattered everywhere, and they have got an encouraging word one for another. But I want Lord help us on preach on like I said, on 20-point message. It'll take a while to get it. I don't know how many I'll get today. I may not get over one or two. I may get seven or eight of them. I don't know. But I want to do some reading first. Amen. I know we're living in a day when people just don't like anything out of the old Bible. But I want to read you something that God said in the New Testament about the old Bible. We call the old Bible the Old Covenant. And if you'll read Hebrews chapter 9 and chapter 10, and don't take my word for it, read the Word of God. Jesus said, "Think not that I've come to destroy them all, but to fulfill it." And if you'll read Hebrews chapter 9 and chapter 10, you'll see what Jesus fulfilled. Amen. So I trust you'll do that. Read it for yourself and study and pray over it, and God will give you the revelation of what He come to fulfill. Amen. Bless your heart. Bible said in Romans chapter 15 in verse number 4. Now, we're talking about the Old Testament or Old Covenant. For whatsoever thing was written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the Scripture might have hope. Now go with me, if you would, to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. We'll be reading a few verses here, then we'll go back to Jeremiah chapter number 6. But the Bible said here now, and Corinthians chapter 10, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, "Moreover, brethren, I would not have that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea and did eat the same spiritual meat and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now listen what the Bible says. Now these things were our example, to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. Now God said the Old Testament, I'm going to read some more of it, but the old scripture was written for an example to us. And we look back and see what they lusted after, what they went after, what they done, and the things they went after. And God said for us not to do this. Now these things were our example, to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters as were some of them, as it is written. The people sat down to eat and to drink, and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication as some of them committed and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of the serpents. Neither murmur ye as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things, now listen to the Bible, now all these things happened unto them for an example, and they are written for our admonition, that upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore let him that thinketh he stand, think he standeth, take heed lest he fall. Now this Bible said these things that were written in the old scripture, and where God told them to not to do these things. And God said it was written for our admonition, for our learning, amen, that we should not lust and do the things that they done. Amen. We're living in the age that day when people think because we're saved by grace, how we're just set free to live and do anything we want to do. Amen. But I have preached it, and I'm going to preach it again. Grace is law-abiding. Amen. I'd bless your heart, because the Bible said the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Now, grace didn't set us free to do whatever we want to. Grace didn't set us free, amen, to live like they done in the old Bible, amen, to commit fornication, commit adultery, commit idolatry. Grace didn't set us free to do these things. Grace come to break the bondage of them to set us free, because he said you are servants to whom you yield your members, whether sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness. Amen. So grace come to set us free, amen, from the law of the sin and death and the power of sin. Amen. That's what grace is for. God didn't change sin. I thought about this highway running out here in front of the radio station, probably 50, 55 miles an hour. I don't know how the speed limit is, but if you drive 80 miles an hour, amen, I bless your heart, the highway patrolman pulling you over and writes you a ticket. When you go down to the courthouse and you pay that fine, that don't do away with the speed limit. It's still the same thing. Amen. When God said the wages of sin is death, amen, the wages of sin is still the same thing. Amen. When Jesus Christ come, thank God, thank God to set you free from the law of sin and death, amen, when he got through, what he said was sin is still sin. It ain't changed one bit. Amen. But the Bible said here, thanks be unto God, Jeremiah chapter 6. 5, we'd like to read a few verses and get over 6. It'll take us a while to preach this out. The Lord help us. And verse number 25 of verse 5, your iniquities have turned away these good things, and your sins have withheld in good things from you. He said, for among my people are found wicked men. They wait as he that set a snare. They set a trap. They catch men. Amen. Now God said iniquity and sin is what? I put the children of Israel in Jeremiah's day, and they called the judgment of God to fall upon them. And he tells us in the New Testament that this was written for our learning, for our admonition. We should not do the things that they done. Amen. Thanks be unto God. I want you to know. Amen. Sin in their day brought judgment. And sin in our day is bringing judgment. Amen. I bless your heart. And now in verse 31 of chapter 5, he said, the prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so, and what will you do in the end thereof? We may get heaped ourselves teachers, having each in ears, they may teach sweet things to our ears, amen, and tell us it's alright to do these things, amen, God bless your heart. You may sit there and love it. You may buy the pastor a new car. You may give him a big salary. You may love to have it so. That's the way you want it. But what you gonna do in the end thereof? Amen. When the day of judgment comes, what are you gonna do when you stand before a holy God after giving account? You better get the book down. You better throw that TV out in the yard. You better throw them computer games out in the yard and get the blessed book and read the Word of God again one more time. Amen. Bible said now in verse number 6, amen, we'll get there, maybe start one of our points directly. I'm just kind of laying a foundation here. Maybe I don't have to read this no more for a while. I said maybe just part of it, but I want to lay in a foundation. Verse number 6, chapter number 6, verse 13. From the least of them even unto the greatest of them. Everyone is given to covetousness. From the prophet even to the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. I'm going to say that fits our day to day. There's not very many men today that'll stand not afraid of anybody and open this old black back book and preach what God said. Amen. Thanks be unto God. I said man. I didn't say women. I said men. Amen. I bless your heart. I'm kind of like the preacher this morning. The Bible said the very first thing in the qualification for a bishop or a preacher or evangelist, either way you want to put it. Amen. Any man desire the office of a bishop. That leaves mama out right there. It's all settled and over with. God said if a man desire, amen. I bless your heart. But what are we going to do here when it said the prophets and the priest, everyone dealeth falsely? They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying peace, peace, where there is no peace. Have we not got these soothsayers coming on today and said, God God loves everything. Amen. Psalm chapter 7 and verse number 11, the Bible said, God judgeth the righteous, but He's angry with the wicked every day. Friends, you hear that? God's Bible said He was angry with the wicked every day. Somebody said God loves everybody. Do you believe the Bible? Amen. Bible said God said it Himself. Jacob have I loved. Esau have I hated. That's the Word of God. Amen. I bless your heart. Thanks be unto God. It's time we told the truth about this matter. It's not men that God's got it again. It's the sin that they're reveling in. And you get caught in that sin, are you going to wind up in the lake of fire? I bless your heart. I know this is not proper and I don't give a care. You'll either get over it or you'll die with it. Amen. Whichever comes first. Were they ashamed when they have committed their abomination? Amen. This Bible is full of abominations. Amen. It's abomination for a man to lie with man as he did with a woman. Or a woman to lie with a woman as she would with a man. It's an abomination. Thank be unto God. God said it was an abomination for a woman to wear that which pertaineth to a man. That's what God said about it. That's not my idea. That's not my opinion. But that's what God said. And God said, were they ashamed when they committed the abomination? He said, no, sir. Amen. We're living in a time of proud-hearted people. Were they ashamed when they committed the abomination? Nay. They were not at all. They were not at all ashamed. Neither could they blush. Therefore, they shall fall among them that fall in the time that I visit. Them that today shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. Now here's where we want to start at. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old path. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest. How far your souls? But they said, we will not. We will not. Rebellion. We will not. Walk therein. And he said, also I have said, watchmen over you say, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. In other words, that's the generation that we're living in today. We're not going to have what God said. We've got it all figured out. Amen. I bless your heart, but I've got news for you. As I preached last Sunday, you're not getting by with anything. God put in this book, do me and you good, how to weep and pray and seek the face of God and get ourselves in the will of God. Get in the old path. And when you find it, walk therein. So I'd like to preach just for a few minutes to start off on a 20-point message. There's the context. There's my text that I read. Amen. I've had these 20 points probably 20 years that a man, I believe, preached in Florida. It's not his message. It's just the points that he brought in. It probably took him 2 days to preach it. But I want to take his points. There's 20 of them. Amen. And I know before I get through, I may be run out of Cherokee
County, but I'm going to preach it.
Ain't God the title of this message I'd like to preach?
Hey, man, even where he was here, was, I like the old path. Amen. I like the old path. You know, there in Jeremiah, the Bible said we ain't going to walk in it. Ain't God, and they said we're not going to hear. We ain't going to hearken to what they said. Ain't God, but we, I read in Corinthians where God said what was written aforetime, I was written for our learning. You read on about them in Jeremiah where God put them into bondage. Amen. For 70 years. Not 369 years. I mean, 69 years. 364 days. But he put them in bondage for 70 years. Because they wouldn't hearken to God. What do you think's happening today in the White House? What do you think's happening in the State House? Amen. Because the American people have turned their back on God. God turned wickedness loose on us. And we're fixing to go under bondage. Amen. You can mark her down. I remember what this old preacher said. We better turn back to God. Amen. I really like the old path. When moms were at home, amen, and dads were at work, brothers were in the army, and sisters got married before having children. Amen. That was the old path. When home was a home. Hey man, you look forward to going home. Hey God, the Bible said, let the women be the keepers of home. How the Bible says, I let the older women teach the younger how to be chaste, discreet. Hey God, and lovers of their own husbands. Hey God, not somebody else's. I bless your heart. That was part of the old path. Thank God, when a home was a home. Thank God, Daddy looked forward to coming in after a day's work. A moment half meal sitting on the table. I bless your heart. The boys was in the army instead of the girls. Amen. Now I know that's not popular, but I don't give a care. Amen. A woman, God give them their place, and God give a man his. Amen. It's in this book if you look it out. Amen. There ain't no way you're going to send boys and girls off out here on foreign soil or nowhere else, that young flesh again flesh, but what things ain't going to give? There's going to be wickedness. So I say, young lady, stay at home where you belong. Amen. I bless your heart. And the Bible said, and they said, your sisters got married before having children. Amen. We're living in a time today when there's more kids born out of wed children. I'm born out of wedlock. Than they are born in a home. Where mama and daddy is legally married. Amen. I was at a place about a year, not hardly a year ago. Amen. A few months back. Thank God, and there was this young woman out with child, out of wedlock, and was as proud could be. Amen. Used to when I was a kid. Thank God, a young lady get in the family way. They'd ship her out. Amen. They'd send her somewhere. Amen. They was ashamed of it. But bless your heart. How the church has got so low state. How to where they'll take them young women. How this with child out of wedlock. And even have a shower in the house of God for them. How were they ashamed? How when they committed their abomination. Nay, they wouldn't even blush. How this young woman was as proud could be. And she is in that kind of shape. Amen. I feel like crawling on the table. We're sitting eating dinner. I feel like crawling on the table and hiding. I was even ashamed that I was even known by them. Amen. God bless your heart. We've left the old path. Hey, God, you mothers out there, you dads, I'm just on point number one. I ain't got but 19 more to go. I'm just on point number one. How you mothers and daddies out there, you listen to me. And you listen well. Ain't God, there's a difference between a boy and a girl. Amen. They look different. How they act different. They got a different personality. God put them here for a different purpose. And when you train them at home, mamas, you teach them girls how to sew. Amen. Cook. Wash clothes. Clean the house. Be a lady. Dress like a lady. Act like a lady. Do like a lady. And you men, I take them boys. I get them out yonder in some old junky vehicle and get grease all over them. Learn them to mechanic and to be a man instead of trying to look like a woman. I know this is not proper, but I've got one point. Amen. Out of 20. God bless your heart. Moms, we're at home. Dads, we're at work. Brothers in the army. And children got married, and sisters got married before having children. Oh, my, my, my. You know what the president's trying to do today. Ain't no use for me even bopping my gums about it. You know what that bunch of Antichrist folks is doing in Washington. Amen. I bless your heart. It's time some dear men of God over this country rear back again and telling the people our young ladies to abstain from fleshly lust and tell our young men to keep their hands in their pockets until they say I do. Amen. I bless your heart. Thank God. Pray. You say, preacher, you born way out of your time. Nope. I'm right where God put me. Amen. It's time. Dad told mom, mom and dad. I told their children. Hey, God, get the girls. How to sew, wash dishes, clean the house. And to love their husband. Amen. Put on a dress. And look nice for some young man. And tell the boys. How to get their earrings out. The nose rings out. I get them baggy breeches on, and put some clothes on, and look presentable unto the opposite sex. Amen. I see right now, I got one point out of 20, and done get plumb out in body. But boy, our homes has come apart. Amen. I'm going to tell you right now, Hollywood, that all this other mess that we pumped into our homes and turned it loose for our children, all these games and gimmicks we've got them. Amen. You can even get a wallpaper, Walmart News, sale paper through the mail. It's more vulgar now than a Playboy magazine this was 69 years ago. Amen. Bless your heart. It's just time some preachers today quit telling jokes and telling everybody how sweet they are and go back to preaching sin again. It caused the children of Israel to be cut off. It caused many of them to be destroyed. It's going to cause a lot of our generation to wind up in hell. There's going to be a bunch of preachers. Let me throw this in. Again, I just got one point. But I had a first cousin that used to be a Church of God preacher. He's dead now, but I remember him preaching one time. How about a man going through hell, getting people by the hair of the head, raising them up, and just throwing them back down. Somebody said, what are you looking for? He said, I'm looking for that preacher. I told me I could live just anyway and still go to heaven. Thanks be unto God, you must be born again. Christ must do a work. Amen. You must change your lifestyle. Ain't God gonna do that? that. If you'll get him in your heart. I wish I had about 2 hours. Amen. While I'm cranked up, how to preach and tell us if we don't get back to the old path, we're going to lose our young people. May God bless you till next Sunday. As our prayer fellows come back, we'll see you next Sunday.